We said last time about بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على محمد وعلى بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. في سورة الكافي we are still on chapter 21 conflicting traditions, tradition number 3. Here in these ahadith there is explanation why certain traditions comes from narrators who are both trustworthy but still they are contradicting each other. So what is the reason and how that happened and why it has happened? So in these ahadith the answer for that is there. Besides, it shows that how difficult is the process of ijtihad, that not everybody can read hadith and say, well, according to this hadith I can act and I don't need to refer to a marja'. Well, the marja' has read all ahadith related to that subject and he could make up his mind on different issues. Here one from Mansur ibn Hajim, he said, I have asked Abu Abdullah As-Sadiq alayhi salam, that I put certain questions to you, to the Imam, and certain replies are received from you. Later on, another man comes to ask you the same question, but you give him a different reply. The Imam explained, we reply to the people in excess and deficiency, not of deficiency, and deficiency, according to the circumstances. The narrator says, I further asked the Imam, explain me whether the companions of the Prophet were held true or held untrue. Untrue of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. The Imam replied, certainly they were true. Hearing this, I inquired, what of them as they differ in the narration? The Imam replied, don't you know that persons used to come to the Holy Prophet to ask questions and the Prophet used to reply them? After some time the Prophet used to give a reply which superseded his former reply. In this way certain traditions superseded the other traditions. So here one Mansur ibn Hajim asking Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam that I ask you certain question and you reply me one reply. Another person comes to give different reply. What is the reason? The Imam said we reply the people according to the excess and deficiency. Excess and deficiency here probably means excess of their knowledge or deficiency of their knowledge. Some people understand the details we give them. Some people do not understand. Or probably it meant excess and deficiency of their faith, Iman. So the one who has Iman is a believer, then Imam alayhi salam replies him the true answer. Somebody who is not very faithful, maybe a munafiq, or do not believe in imamate of the Imam, and Imam if reply him the true will create a problem. So Imam reply him according to his own sect and his own ideas of his scholars, not according to the Imam's belief. So our reply is different according to people. That is why two people may get two different replies. So that is one of the reasons for differences is because some people were asking the Imam and they were not believing in his imamate. The Imam used to reply them according to their belief or according to Saqiyya. Now further the narrator asked that the companions of the Prophet were saying the truth or not. Well, Imam said yes, they were saying the truth. So then why sometimes they differ on the same issue? Imam said sometimes the Prophet says certain issue, but later on that issue was abrogated, or what he used here, superseded. نسخ. But the first one did not know that this issue was abrogated. The second one knows the issue was abrogated. So the other reason is that certain hadith were abrogated and nasakh has happened. Now hadith number 4, again here shows about taqiyya. It is from Abu Ja'far alayhi salam, was addressing to one of his companions called Ziyad. Oh Ziyad, what have you to say if we give certain verdicts to any of our followers out of taqiyya? I, Ziyad said, replied, may my life be sacrificed for you. You know far better, hearing this, the Imam explained, if a person accepts such a verdict as given under expediency or taqiyya and acts upon it, the highest divine reward will be bestowed upon him. Well, another tradition saying if a person practices the same, he will be highly rewarded. If he abandons the verdict, by Allah, he will be sinful to Allah. So here Imam alayhi salam says that because of certain risk and danger, which is threatening life of the people, the Imam said, if I tell someone who is our follower to act according to taqiyya, what will happen? Then the reply that that is the best for him and he will get a great reward of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because that is his religious duty. Now in another tradition, the reply was that if he accepts that, he will get reward. If he rejects it, then he is sinful. Sinful because his duty was to act upon taqiyya and protect himself. Now he threatened his life or his wealth or his people, and he did not practice according to taqiyya. So this is another reason in taqiyya. You see hadith number 5 explain further the reasons of differences. Now you can read the hadith, but the meaning is that Zurar ibn Ayyub, who was one of the well-known companions of Imam al-Baqir alayhi salam, he told, I asked him about the same question, he replied me. Then another person came and asked him the same question, he replied different way. And the third person came and then I replied him also in a very different way. Now when you went back, the two people from Iraq who are of your shares are coming and asking you the same question, you are replying each one differently. So Imam alayhi salam told him, tell Zurara, Zurara, these different answers are in our own interest and they contribute to the stability of both of us, me, I and you. Because if I see an action with something, I will deny my own meaning and will be executed easily, and will be executed and seen easily. So sometimes a man can see me, and I get to protect his own execution.
Guesswork, deriving conclusion on the basis of similarities. So, qiyas. Then Imam alayhi salam is saying why qiyas is wrong, is giving one of their practical examples. Don't you see that the women have to perform their fasting for the period of their menses after the month of Ramadan, but they have not to perform their daily prayers after their menstrual period. Although offering prayers stands at a higher level than fasting. O Aban, if a sunnah are manipulated on the basis of semblances and appearances, the religion of Allah will totally be annihilated. In the sunnah idha qisat muhiq ad-deen. So Imam said if on similarities we have to go, then at time of the cycle, why the woman should fast, should do qada of Ramadan month, but will not do qada of her prayer? Because the prayer is more important than fast, no doubt. And if we have to go with our guess and ideas, then he said the one which is more important, she has to do qada of it. And the one which is less important, not necessary qada. While on Islamic issues, you say the reverse. The prayer which is important, or more important, the woman is not supposed to do qada of it. But fasting, which is less important, if the cycle came at the time of Ramadan month, naturally she cannot fast in Ramadan month, but later on she has to do qada of it. So, Imam said, in the السنة إذا قيست محق الدين. If we use our own semblances by sunnah, then we'll annihilate the religion, we'll destroy the ideas of religion. Again, in hadith number 16, Uthman ibn Isa saying, I inquired of Abu Abdullah, Abu al-Hasan Musa, alayhi salam, about qiyas, for deriving the conclusions on the basis of appearances and similarities regarding divine commands. Well, this is just translation of meaning of qiyas. The Imam replied, what concern do you have with such conclusions? Verily Allah will never ask you how and why certain things have been made lawful and others unlawful. Actually here it is in not Allah will not ask, the translation may not be right. Allah cannot be asked, not that he will not ask us. We are not allowed to ask Allah why he made certain things halal and why he made certain things haram. The translation, Allah not will never ask you. Allah cannot be asked how and why certain things have been made lawful and others unlawful. You see, when Allah said this, then we have to accept it. We cannot ask Allah on what basis you made this halal and what basis you made this haram. On what basis Maghrib prayer is 3 rak'at and morning prayer is 2 rak'at and Dhuhr prayer is 4 rak'at. You can't say on what basis. Whatever he has decreed has to be accepted. So if we have no right to ask on what basis, this means we cannot use qiyas because it is our own basis of understanding. We cannot use right, our own opinion, so that is not the right thing. So we see how Imams are. Another hadith is number 18. It's also interesting about qiyas, and that hadith from Abu Abdullah alayhi salam, as saying, Iblis, Satan, judged himself by qiyas, comparing the appearances of Adam with himself, and said, O Allah, you have created me from the fire and created Adam from the clay. If he, Iblis, had compared the essence and the quintessence with which Allah has created Adam, he would have understood that the essence with which Adam was created far excels in radiation to the radiation of the fire with which Satan was created. See, Imam alayhi salam uses another example for qiyas, that is wrong way. He said in some other hadith, the first one who used qiyas was Iblis. Because Iblis, when Allah told him to do prostration for Adam, he said, no, you have created me from fire and you created Adam from clay. Well, I am superior to Adam, so I should not prostrate to him. So he used qiyas. I am from fire, superior to him from clay. He thought, on his own opinion, he is right, so he should not do sujood, and he disobeyed Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So those who do qiyas are actually following the same footstep of shaitan, and that should not be done. Then Imam alayhi salam clarifies it more, that if Iblis himself, he would have compared the main essence through which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created Adam and the essence of Iblis he would have known that the essence of Adam is far more lightening than the fire. Well, essence of Adam, Adam being having aql, and aql has more light than light of the father, fire, and has more value than value of the fire. So the main thing with Prophet Adam alayhi salam, that Allah has told him everything and gave him aql and knowledge, and knowing all names, etc. So his essence is far superior to the essence of Iblis, that he was thinking he is from fire and fire is more important than flame. But that is the way how he used qiyas, and qiyas is not accepted. We see the hadith number 20, same thing. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, once he saw Abu Hanifa and he told him, "Oh Abu Hanifa, I hear that you use qiyas." Abu Hanifa said yes. Then Imam told him, "Don't use qiyas. The first one who did qiyas was Iblis, when he said, you have created me from fire and created him from clay." And he compared between fire and clay. If he would have compared between the light of Adam alayhi salam and the small light of the fire, he would have known which one is more important and more clearer.